弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
16年前，1997年，我太太 Jenny 和我呢，因着工作机会搬到温哥华。
16 years ago, in 1997, my wife Jenny and I moved to Vancouver for a new job.
2006年，我回应神的呼召，全时间侍奉，已经在这里服侍七年了。
2006, responded to the call of our Lord to serve the full time. I have been serving the Lord here for 7 years.
更重要是我要谢谢教会的爱心，让服侍了七年的传道人呢有四个月的安息。
More importantly, thank to the love of our church, which allows a full-time minister serving after 7 years to have a sabbatical year.Time for 4 months.
可以呢进行不同形式的进修。
I'm going to take this for various continuous learning.
然后呢，也可以探访在外地的朋友、亲人、朋友，还有宣教士，甚至呢可能会有一个短期宣教。
And visit family members and missionaries out of town and.May also have a short-term mission.
当然也可以处理自己家里还有个人的事务，并且呢能够有充分的休息等等。
Of course, we'll take some family issues and individual business, and in addition to that, we'll have some adequate rest.
为下个七年做好准备。
Be prepared for the next 7 years service.
那因着秀海长老还有宁华长老呢，分别会在十月份的上半个月呢去亚洲短宣。
Due to the upcoming short-term missions by Elder Shuhai and Ninghua in the first part of October,
我就呢把原本计划预定是月初出门的计划呢，就改到中旬。
I have moved my starting date from beginning of October to middle of October.
那 Jenny 呢跟我呢会先到俄亥俄州的克里夫兰探望家人还有老朋友。
Jenny and I will go to Cleveland, Ohio to visit our friends and family members.
然后呢紧接着呢在亚洲会有两个月的时间。
Right after that, we will serve in Asia for 2 months.
那在我们出门前 ，Jenny 呢也希望通过她的博士候选人资格考试的口试的部分。
Before we leave for our sabbatical, Jenny would like to pass her oral defense for her PhD program.
并且呢，她能够提交论文研究计划呢，得到这个委员会的同意。
And also, she like her.Dissertation proposal be approved by the committee.
所以请大家在祷告中纪念我们。
Please pray for us.
那底下呢是耶稣寄出的一封信。
Next comes a letter mailed by Jesus.
亲爱的朋友，今天早晨当你起床的时候，我在旁边端详着你。
Dear friends, when you wake up, get up the bed, I was looking at you.
并且呢，希望你能和我说话，即使是几句短短的字句。
I would like you to just speak a few words to me, even that's very briefly.
询问我的意见，或是呢，为了昨天发生的一些事情感谢我。
Either ask me for opinions or thank for something that happened yesterday to you.
但是我发现你一起床就很忙，忙着找适当的衣服穿去上班。
But I found that you were very busy just right after waking up, and then try to find a right suit for your work.
我再一次等候。
I have to wait for you one more time.
当你在房子里东跑西跑，忙着准备出门的时候。
When you're running around in the room and ready for going outside.
我知道你有几分钟可以停下来和我打个招呼。
I know you might have a few minutes to say hello to me.
但是你还是太忙了。
But you were still too busy.
后来你有15分钟呆坐在椅子上什么都没做。
Later you have 15 minutes sitting still on the chair and do nothing.
然后呢，你突然站起来，我想你大概要跟我说话。
Then you suddenly stand up, and I thought you might want to speak with me.
没想到你竟然跑到电话那里拨个号码给朋友闲聊了一番。
How did I know you went pick up the phone and chat with your friends?
我看着你，我看着你去上班，你我一整天耐心地等着你。
I watched you as you go to work, and I patiently waiting for you for the whole day.
从你一天的活动，我知道你真的没空和我聊一聊。
From all the activities of that day, I really know you don't really have time to chat with me.
午餐的时候，你四周观看了一下。
And during lunchtime, you look around.
或许你觉得在他人面前和我说话很丢脸，所以呢，你也没有低头向我谢饭。
Maybe you feel ashamed to speak with me during lunchtime, and that therefore you just bow your head and try to and you didn't bow your head and thank me for the meal.
你看到前面几桌有你的朋友在开动之前，简短地对我说了几句话。
You saw a few tables around you before they started, and you tried to talk to me briefly.
但是你还是无法做到。
But you still failed to do that.
没关系，反正还有时间，我希望你可以和我说说话。
Doesn't matter, you still have time, so I really hope you will eventually speak with me.
你下班回家了，但好像你还有很多的事要忙。
After you get to work, after your work, you get home, it seems to me you still have a lot of things to do.
做了几件事之后呢，你打开电视。
After a few things, you turn on TV.
我不知道你是否喜欢看电视，你拿着遥控器，一个个频道不断地跳着。
I really don't know if you like watching TV, but anyhow, you just take your remote and skipping through the channels.
然后你关掉电视站起来，我想你大概是要跟我说话了。
Then after shutting off the TV, I thought you're standing up and then probably it's time for you to talk to me.
没想到你去开计算机上网。
Not that I know that you turn on a computer and surfing the net.
你每天花很多的时间坐在计算机屏幕前。
Spend a lot of time and sitting in front of your computer.
脑袋空空的，毫无思索，只是一个网站连到另一个网页。
You don't have a lot of sin in your mind and just skipping through from one website to another.
我还是有耐心的等候你结束上网。
I'm still very patiently waiting for you to finish your surfing.
吃完晚餐，你还是不理会的我。
After dinner, you still leave me alone.
上床的时间到了，我猜你大概累坏了。
It's time for bed. I thought you might be too tired to do anything.
你向家人说晚安之后，一股脑的躲进被窝里，准时倒头就睡。
After saying good night to family members, I saw you just fall into bed and ready to sleep.
那也没关系，因为呢，你可能没发觉我随时在你旁边守候着你。
It doesn't bother me because I'm always at your side and to be protective for you.
我有的耐心是超过你所思所想的。
My patience is way beyond what you can imagine of.
我甚至想教导你如何对待他人，也要有耐心。
Even that I want to teach you how to be patient for others.
我非常的爱你，以至于我每天等候你向我点个头祷告，想到我。
I love you so much that I sometimes I want you to just nod me and pray to me and just to think of me every day.
或者从内心深处说出你对我的感谢。
Or just thank me from your heart.
但你对我说话实在很难。
But it seems too so difficult for you to talk with me.
Oh, 你又起床了。
Oh, you get up again?
你一次一次地起床，我会一直用爱等候你。
Every time you get up bed, and I have been always waiting for you.
盼望今天你能给我一点时间。
And I hope you will have some time for me today.
祝你顺心，你的自由，耶稣引言结束。
And bless you. Have a wonderful day. Your truly friend, Jesus.
虽然我们是如此的软弱神，然而神却一直与我们同在，深爱着我们。
Though we are so weak, our God is always be with us, and because He loves us so much.
并且呢，愿意用一颗宽容的心等候我们再一次的归向他。
And He's also be patient, be gracious to us, and always waiting for us to return to Him.
可是你我怎么回归于神呢？
But how you and I return to God?
我们需要有怎么样的改变呢？
What kind of a change we need to have?
那回归于神会有什么样的现象呢？
What kind of thing will come up if we return to our God?
好不好？请先和我用中文一起读雅各书第四章四到八节。
Let's read the book of James chapter 4 to 8 in Chinese with pastor.
然后呢，与春刚弟兄呢一起用英文读接下来9到12节的经文。
Then read with me in English from verse 9 to 12.
中文我们一起来。你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌的。你们想经上所说的是突然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵，是恋爱至于嫉妒吗？但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。故此，你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。
Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. Brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him, speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you're not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor?
有属灵透视力的传道书作者在一开始一章九节就说，
With a clever perspective, the author of Ecclesiastes says in this, the beginning of the book,
已有的事后必再有，已行的事后必再行，日光之下并无新事。
What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun.
大约在2000年前，雅各书信的读者之间呢，有一些矛盾冲突。
About 2000 years ago, the readers for the book of James had some conflict issues among them.
就像三章十六节所描绘的，在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有搅乱和各样的坏事。
As it was illustrated in chapter 3, verse 16, said, For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice.
四章一节，你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中争战之私欲来的吗？
Chapter 4, verse 1. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you?
这些事情也同样发生在现代基督门徒当中。
All these similar things happen to contemporary Christian disciples.
在学校读书的同学之间也常会有这些事。
And these kind of things happen among the schoolmates in school.
同时呢，更常发生在你我夫妻之间。
At the same time, it happens more often in our husbands and wives' relationship.
这些是小事吗？
Are these small things?
当这些事情发生的时候，我们就得要坦诚地承认耶稣基督不是我家之主。
When these things occur, we have to admit honestly that Jesus Christ is not a Lord of our home.
可是接下来该怎么办呢?
But what shall we do?
第四节，你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
Verse 4, you adulterous people, don't you know the friendship that the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be friend of the world becomes an enemy of God.
作者雅各骂得很凶，是不是？
Author James scolded them ferociously, are they?
而且呢，原文是你们这些淫妇啦。
And the original text said, you adulteresses.
难道雅各专门在指责收到书信的女性读者吗？
Is that James only pointed the verses to the ladies?
都是女人的错，男人是对的。
All ladies were wrong, but the men are correct.
我们把下文岂不知以世俗为友，就是与神为敌，放在一起看。
If we look at the context, the world is hatred toward God. Anyone who chooses to be friend of the world becomes an enemy of God together.
就比较容易明白为什么用阴性名词淫妇。
And it would be easier for us to understand why we use the female word adulteress.
这是依照旧约圣经背景的用法。
This is according to the background of used of Old Testament.
就像以赛亚书54章第五节，因为造你的是你的丈夫，万军之耶和华是他的名，救赎你的是以色列的圣者，他必称为全地之神。
As it was said in Isaiah chapter 54 verse 5, For your maker is your husband, the Lord Almighty is his name, the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer, he is called the God of all the earth.
旧约先知们经常把耶和华神和神他自己的子民的关系比为夫妻的关系。
The prophets in Old Testament is always connected to God himself and his people as a relationship between husband and wife.
耶和华是丈夫，以色列是妻子。
Jehovah is husband and Israel is wife.
在新约时代的现在，基督门徒整个教会是神的心腹。
In the New Testament era, the whole church disciples are the wife of the church.
当以色列的偶像崇拜威胁到他们与耶和华神的关系，以色列就被指控为淫妇。
When those relationship has been threatened by the worship of Israel, then Israel people will be called adulteresses.
就像耶利米书三章二十节新译本，以色列家，妻子怎样行奸诈对丈夫不忠，你也照样以奸诈待我。
As it was translated in Jeremiah 3:20.But like a woman unfaithful to her husband, so you have been unfaithful to me, O house of Israel, declares the Lord.
因此，当书信读者神的子民对神不忠的时候，四章四节作者雅各称他们为淫妇。
Therefore, when the readers of the book of James, they were considered unfaithful to the Lord, chapter 4, verse 4 of the book of James.Call them adulteresses.
那怎样的行为或是怎么样的情景叫做对神不忠呢？
What kind of action and what context they were called unfaithful to God?
与世俗为友。
Be friend to the world.
与世俗为友就犯了属灵上的奸淫。
Be friendly to world is considered adultery in the spiritual matters.
我猜想大家呢心里肯定都会打鼓。
I guess all of us will ponder in our hearts.
只是做个朋友就会被说成是淫妇，那这位圣经所启示的神真的是太小气了。
Just being a friend to the world and it will be called adulteresses. And how come this wonderful God is too much stingy?
在头脑里有这样子的冲突不表示是坏事儿。
And having this conflict thoughts in our mind is not really a bad thing.
反而凸显出有什么东西不对劲。
Instead, it really tells us something wrong here.
事实上 ,99% 是我们的理解出了问题。
In fact, it is possible that 99% that our understanding goes wrong.
就像这里用现代人的做朋友去理解第一世纪的友谊是问题所在。
Just like here, if we use modern people to be a friend with each other to understand what's the concept of friendship in the first century, that's where the problem is.
在当时，友谊是指在灵性上和肉体上分享所有的事物。
At that time, when the book was written, the friendship is about sharing with one another, both on spiritual and physical materials.
这是一种很靠近、非常亲密的关系。
It is so intimidated that that people have a very close relationship.
有了这样子的理解之后就容易明白所以凡想要与世俗为友的就是与神为敌的。
With this understanding, now it's not hard to understand why being friend to the world is the being enemy to God.
这个是双向的包括神对人的愤怒反对和人对神的敌对反抗。
It is bilateral that is said it is about God's wrath upon man and man's hostile rebelling against God.
但是没有证据显示书信的读者们公开地否认神。
But there is no evidence here to show the readers of the book fighting against God publicly.
也没有说呢，他们有意识地决定跟世界而不跟从神。
Nor did it say that have intentionally tried to follow the word, but not the God.
那么与世俗为友是什么意思呢?
But what that means, to be a friend to the world.
在二章一到十三节讲到他们歧视别人,用外貌待人。
In the same book, chapter 2, verse 1 to 13, talks about how they discriminate others by just the outside look.
就像二章三节，你们就看中那穿华美衣服的人说，请坐在这好位上，又对那穷人说，你站在那里，或坐在我脚凳下边。
As it was says in chapter 2 verse 3, if you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but said to the poor man, you stand there, or sit on the floor by my feet.
在三章一到十二节提到他们消极地、负面地向别人说话。
Chapter 3, verse 1 to 12 talks about how they talk to others more of a negative way.
就像三章九节用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。
As it was said in chapter 3, verse 9, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness.
除此之外，他们心里存着苦毒的嫉妒和自私的野心。
In addition to that, they have those bitterness, jealousy, and selfish ambition.
就带出三章十六节，就在何处有搅乱和各样的坏事。
Result in chapter 3, verse 16, naturally, for where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice.
然而他们知道自己的问题吗?
But then, do they understand what their problems were?
在一个深夜时段,有位警察正在巡逻一个邻里社区。
In a midnight, there is a police doing a regular patrol in the community.
警察看到一个青少年男孩在黑暗中独自走路。
And the police saw a young man walking by himself alone.
于是呢，警察叫住男孩问话。
And then police just stopped the young man and asked him.
底下是警察跟青少年的对话哈。
And follows the dialogue between the two.
你住哪里？
Where have you been? Where do you live?
跟我父母住。
With my parents.
你的父母住在哪里？
Where do your parents live?
跟我住。
Live with me.
你们都住在哪里？
Where do you all live?
在一起
，together。
你的房子在哪里
？Where is your house？
邻居房子的隔壁
，next to my neighbors。
那你邻居的房子在哪里
？Where is your neighbor's house？
如果我告诉你，你不会相信我。
If I tell you, you still won't believe me。
告诉我。
Well, tell me。
我房子的隔壁
，next to my house。
老实说，这位青少年不认为他的回答有什么问题。
To be frank, candid, this young man doesn't know that he has any problem in his answers to the police.
四章四节，雅各书的收信人也不认为他们的言行举止、他们的生活有什么问题。
Chapter 4, verse 4, the readers of the book of James doesn't understand that they have problem in their words and behavior.
他们都相信自己是信了耶稣基督的。
They all believe they believe in Christ Jesus.
同时呢，他们的生活表现也像书信里所描述的一样。
And their life is just like what was described in the book.
现在作者雅各指出，这些生活表现歧视别人，用外貌待人。
And now the James pointed out their lives in how they treat others, how they talk with others.
讲消极负面的话，存着苦毒的嫉妒和自私的野心。
A negative way, the criticism and bitterness in jealousy and selfish ambition.
都是在模仿世界的心态和做法。
Are they all the things they were doing is imitation to the world, both in heart and ways?
信了耶稣却活出这样生活的，就是以世俗为友，也就是与神为敌。
Living out life in this way while believing Christ is just like being a friend to the world and.Being the enemy to the God.
信了耶稣却骄傲自我，与世俗为友，与神为敌。
Believing Christ but feel proud in himself, that is to be friend to the world and to the be an enemy to the God.
信了耶稣却不接纳人，与世俗为友，与神为敌。
Believing Christ but not accepting others, that's to be a friend to the world but.To be as the enemy to the God.
信了耶稣却自私自利，与世俗为友，与神为敌。
Being selfish after believing Jesus Christ, that's the friend to the world, but the enemy to the God.
信了耶稣却不饶恕人，与世俗为友，与神为敌。
With a faith in crisis, but not accepting others and forgive others, that's the friend to the world and enemy to the God.
你我的生活是与世俗为友，与神为敌吗？
What about your life and my life? Are we being friend to world and the enemy to the God?
不是说信了耶稣之后，基督门徒就不会与世俗为友，就不可能与神为敌。
It is not to say after we believe in Jesus Christ, our life would not be a friend to the world and enemy to God.
雅各书的收信人就在这种与世俗为友、与神为敌的光景中。
It is said that the readers of the book of James, their life were truly reflected in this passage, being friend to world and enemy to God.
可是为什么与世俗为友是这么严重的事呢？
But why being a friend to the world is so serious here?
顺着旧约的图像，神的子民是神的配偶。
From the picture illustrated in the Old Testament, the God's people are the spouse of God.
第五节，你们想经上所说的是突然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒吗？
Verse 5 said, Or do you think scripture says without reason that the script he caused to live in us envies intensely?
这节经文不容易理解。
It is not easy to understand this verse.
这里 NIV 的英文似乎在强调人的嫉妒。
Here, the translation in NIV seems to emphasize the jealousy of man.
中文呢，却是着重在神的嫉妒。
The Chinese version put the focus on the jealousy of God.
下一张图。
Let's look at the next one.
这里的版本呢，更是明显的在强调神的嫉妒。
This version is more obviously emphasized the jealousy of God.
我先读新译本，然后呢，请春刚弟兄呢直接读 NASB 版本。神爱他那安置在我们里面的灵，爱到嫉妒的地步。
Pastor read the Chinese New Translation. Let me read you the rendering of NASB. Or do you think that the Scripture speaks to no purpose? He jealously desired the Spirit which he has made to dwell in us.
虽然在文法上可以有这两种解释。
Though there are two interpretations on the semantic ways.
神的嫉妒是比较好的理解。
But God's jealousy is still relatively bad understanding.
也就解释了上一节为什么与世俗为友就是与神为敌。
It explains the previous verse, being friend to world is being enemy to God.
因为神会嫉妒。
Because God will be jealousy.
神的嫉妒不是没有理由的。
There is reason for God to be jealous.
因为不管这里的灵是指圣灵。
Because regardless the spirit here is about the Holy Spirit.
或是很大可能是指神造人的时候神把他的灵赐给人。
Or the spirit God put inside man when he created man according to his image.
都在强调人的气息和存活完全是神的工作。
It is all about the emphasis here that The spirit and the living of a man is the work of God's creation.
每一个人都是神所拥有的。
Every man is owned by God.
因此呢，用你我嫉妒的经历去理解神的嫉妒，就牛头不对马嘴了。
Therefore, to rendering these verses in our own jealousy.Will put us in a very odd situation to understand the context here.
另外，把引号都拿掉的话呢，会更好。
Additionally, we'll taking out the quote here will be more easy for us to understand.
因为呢，在旧约圣经里头找不到这一句话。
Because there is no such verse in.This sentence in the Old Testament.
然而讲到神的嫉妒，旧约圣经里多的是。
But then speaking about the jealousy of God, there were so many instances in Old Testament.
就像出埃及记二十章五节，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是祭血的神。
Just like the Exodus chapter 20 verse 5, you shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God.
因此回归于神的第一步是解除与世界的友好。
Therefore, the first step for us to return to God is to unfriend to the world.
就像脸书上 unfriend, 解除与好友关系。
Just like when we are on the Facebook to be 跟朋友不再是朋友了，
对方就看不到你网页上的资讯了，对不对
？And the friend to be unfriended, they will no longer be able to see what you have on your Facebook page.
在这里，至少在观念上认定自己有与解除与世界友好的必要性。
At least in our concept, in our minds, we need to understand that the a necessity to be unfriend to the world.
想想看，与神为敌会是一个怎么下场？
Or let's think about what's the consequences of being enemy to God.
明白了以世俗为友与神为敌的严重性之后，
understanding the seriousness for being unfriend to the world and being friend to the God.
我们可能也会意识到自己根本达不到神的标准神的要求啊。
Do we realize that God's standard is so high that we may not up to that?
事实是人自己的努力肯定达不到神要求人忠义专诚的标准。
The fact that is based on our own work, we will for sure to fall short of the standard of the God expected to man to be faithful to him.
那我们不就惨了吗？
And how miserable will we be?
该怎么办呢?
How shall we do?
第六节，但一个对比连接词，但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Verse 6, starting with the word but, which is a contrast conjunction here, is so critical that he will give grace to us.
大家有没有听过这句话？这个又要马儿肥，又要马儿不吃草。
Have we heard this Chinese idiom that we want a strong, healthy horse, but we don't want him to eat lots of grass?
这是人的心态和做法。
Is that what man's heart about?
也就是呢，只会要求别人，却不去关怀他人，协助人家。
That is, we demand a lot, but we don't care about others.
然而呢，圣经所启示的神是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
But the God revealed in Bible is the God of mercy and grace.
神会提供我们所需要的，来帮助你我活出神的所有各种命令和期许。
What God provides us is not only just something we need necessary for our life, but also live out the expectation and the commitment given by Him.
不是你我自个努力加餐饭自个保重。
It is not to say we need to work hard and it just depends on our own ability to add something and self-protection.
盼望在座的每一位都明白这个神愿意帮助人，人需要神帮助的真理和事实。
I sincerely wish that everyone here will understand this wonderful truth that God is willing to help everyone and each one of us will need God's help.
既然是恩典，就表示呢神白白地赐下来。
So it is a grace that means.God will give us as a grace without any price for us.
人不能靠任何的功劳或苦劳来赚取神的恩典。
We cannot earn the grace based on our work and our hardship labor.
在神白白赐下恩典的同时，神也要求人有正确的回应。
At the same time, God gives the grace freely to man. He also requires man have a correct response.
什么样的回应呢?
What is the response?
谦卑。
Humble.
这是神做事的一贯原则和方法。
It is a consistent principle of God doing things.
所以作者雅各引用箴言三章三十四节，神阻挡骄傲的人。赐恩给谦卑的人。
That's why the author James quoted what's in the Proverb 3:34, but he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
只有那些愿意承认自己有需要的。
And only those who really willing to admit that they have a need.
并且愿意接受神礼物的才能享受神供应的恩典。
And also they're willing to accept God's gift. Then they will enjoy the grace given by God.
相反的骄傲的人所经历的是神的阻挡。
Contrastly, those proud men will be opposed by God.
有一位牧师是一个狂热的高尔夫球爱好者。
There is a pastor, he's a zealous golf hobbyist.
一有机会，他就跑去高尔夫球场，尽情的挥杆。
Whenever he has a chance, you will see him at the golf course, and then he started swinging.
真是一个痴迷、啊。
He's really into it.
有一个礼拜天清早，正好是打高尔夫球的完美日子。
The one Sunday morning, the weather is so wonderful for playing around the golf.
阳光明媚，天空无云，温度也刚刚好。
The sun is so shiny, there's no cloud, the temperature is just wonderful.
这位牧师左右为难了，打高尔夫球呢，还是主日崇拜？
This pastor is so hesitated, should I do a round of golf or go to Sunday worship?
没一下子，打高尔夫球的冲动胜过了他。
No sooner than early that he got this idea, playing golf should be in precedent over worshiping.
牧师呢就打电话告诉助理，他生病了。
Grabbing the phone, he called his assistant. He is sick.
并且要助理呢代替他主理主日崇拜。
And asked the assistant to replace him in worship and service.
一挂上电话，牧师呢就赶快把东西装上车。
Right after hanging up the phone, he's changing the gear and get ready for golfing.
开三个小时的车到一个没有人会认得他的高尔夫球场。
Driving 3 hours, he arrived to the course that no one he think will know him.
牧师呢很高兴打起高尔夫球。
He's so joyful that he plays completely in his golf.
有位天使在天上看着这位牧师，并且深感烦躁不安。
An angel looking down from heaven to this pastor, and he was deeply troubled.
天使到神那里去说：“看看这牧师，他应当为他所做的受到惩罚。”
Arriving in front of God, the angel asked, "Look at this pastor. He should be punished for what he was doing."
神点头同意。
God agreed by nodding his head.
这位牧师在第一洞开球。
So at the number one hole, the pastor started playing.
他摆身挥杆，一个完美的开球。
Posture himself, he swing the ball.So perfect.
高尔夫球的像弓箭一样的笔直地飞了400码，正好上了果岭。
Like a ball into the target after 400 yards, it just right into the hole. It's right on track.
The green, on the green, 并且高尔夫球呢优雅地滚进洞。
It's right on track to hit the green and...Ball into the first hole.
这是完美的一杆进洞。
It is a wonderful hole in one.
这位牧师既惊讶又兴奋。
Surprisingly and excitedly for himself.
反而天使有一些惊讶，震惊了。
But in contrast, the angel was a little surprised.
天使转向神说：“请原谅我，我还以为你要惩罚他呢。”
Beg me pardon. I thought you were going to penalize him.
神微笑地说，我惩罚了。
Smiling, God said, I did.
想想看，他可以告诉谁呢？
Think about it. How he would have let anyone know about it.
对打高尔夫球的人而言，不能讲自己一杆进洞的事迹是人生最大的折磨之一啊。
How painful for a zealous golfer. He cannot share the wonderful accomplishment for one hole in one to anyone he knows.
神的惩罚不一定是天打雷劈。
God's punishment is not have to be striking with thunder.
神的阻挡也不一定是射下铜墙铁壁。
The resistance by God is not really...have to be impregnable fortress.
然而神一定阻挡骄傲的人，让事情的进展叫他不顺心。
But God for sure will oppose a person in proud That is to say, he will not let the things go smoothly for that person.
这里的重点不在于神怎么阻挡骄傲的人。
The emphasis here is not really how God will stop the pride person.
重点在于只有谦卑的人才能领受享受神的恩典。
The emphasis here is only those people in humbleness will share the enjoyment from God's grace.
从上文来看，歧视别人，用外貌待人，讲消极负面的话，存着苦毒的嫉妒和自私的野心。
From the context, the looking people from outside and talking negatively and with the bitterness and jealousy and the selfish ambition, all the reflection of the people.
都是骄傲人的生活表现。
That is how they treat others as a proud person.
都是随从世界的心态和做法。
It is all reflection of their heart to be friend to the world, but not to the God.
不要走那一条神会阻挡的路。
Don't go that route that be stopped by God.
然而，既然已经有了蒙神恩典的路，你我为什么不走上去呢
？But why even we have a road will be blessed by God's grace? Why we don't go that way?
回归于神的另一个步骤是谦卑在神的面前。
Another step to return to God is to be humble in front of God.
也就是呢，改变心意来承受祝福。
That is to change our hearts to embrace the blessings.
既然神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
So God will oppose the proud and bless the humble.
既然谦卑的人才能领受神供应的恩典。
Though a humble person can embrace the grace by God.
那么想要享用神恩典的你我该怎么回应呢
？But for those of us who want to enjoy the grace by God, how shall we respond?
第七节，故此你们要顺服神。
Verse 7, submit yourself then to God. Resist.
什么叫顺服？
What does the submit mean?
简单地说呢，就是把自己呢放在神的主权之下。
Simply speaking, put us under the sovereignty of God.
整体来说呢，就是呢在生活的每一个环节都照着神的心意去活。
In whole, that we need followed the hearts of God to live.
这是你我基督门徒的生活写照吗
？Is this the reflection of our life as disciples of God?
作者雅各呢，也按照收信人的需要举了个例子。
And also James made examples here for their needs.
第七节接着，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Second part of verse 7 said, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you."
顺服神呢，就表示呢，坚决地拒绝向魔鬼的权势下拜。
Submit to God means you reject the worship to God, to a devil.
因此呢，我们可以很快的看出魔鬼的主要伎俩之一呢，是把人与神分开来。
Therefore, we can see quickly that the trick here for devil is to separate man from God.
因此呢，以世俗为友，也可以看成是呢，魔鬼引诱人与神为敌的伎俩之一。
Therefore, to beA friend to the world is another mechanism for devil to separate man from God.
那是不是基督门徒要拿刀枪大炮跟魔鬼打仗呢
？Is that to say that a Christian disciple need to use weapons to fight with devil?
只要抵挡魔鬼，那隔离人和神的目的。
Only need to resist the purpose from devil to separate man from God.
作者雅各没有解释神的应许是怎么发生的，魔鬼就离开你们逃跑了。
The author James did not explain what the promises of God was, but also mentioned that the devil will flee from them.
不管魔鬼有多大的能力。
Regardless of how powerful the devil is,
顺服神的基督门徒就从神那里领受更大的能力来胜过魔鬼的权势。
Submissive disciples will embrace the more powerful ability from God to be overcome to the power of devil.
我相信在座许多人可以做相同的见证。
I trust that many of you can share the same witness.
抵挡魔鬼是钱币的一面，钱币的另一面是
Resist the devil is one side of the coin. Another side is
第八节，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Verse 8, come near to God, and He will come near to you.
这不是指空间距离的之间的靠近。
It is not to say the closeness in space.
而是像福音书的浪子，他认错、悔改、转身回家。
But it is a reflection of what just said in the gospel, the prodigal son, he repent, he returned to God, going home.
然而父亲早就已经准备好欢迎他的孩子回来，恢复父子亲密的关系。
Then the father had been prepared so earlier that he's always waiting for his sons to return and to mend up the relationship between father and the son.
如果我们对亲近神的含义还不了解的话，继续读第八节下半段。
If we had not closely understand how closer to God, let's read the second half of verse 8.
有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人啊，要洁净你们的心。
Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
这是一个完美的平行句，两个句子结构一模一样。
It is a perfect parallels. Those two sentences are exactly the same in structure.
同时呢，有罪的人和心怀恶意的人也都在呼应今天经文的开头，淫乱的人。
And meantime, those sinners and double-minded are responded to what we just read at the beginning of today's scripture passage.
作者雅各没有否认书信的读者是相信耶稣的。
Author James here is not saying those readers are not the believers.
但是呢，他们需要被叫醒，因为呢，他们已经脱离了属神的心态和行为了。
But they need to be awakened because they are far away from God's hearts and standard.
第八节，有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手，看重外在行为的悔改。
Verse 8.Wash your hands, you sinners. These people need to look at their outside behavior.
心怀恶意的人啊，要洁净你们的心，强调内在心态的悔改。
Purifying your hearts, you double-minded is an emphasis to the change in our hearts.
内心的悔改才能带出外在行为的改变。
The repentance in our hearts will only bring about the change in our behavior.
第九节，你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣，将嬉笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁闷。
Verse 9, grieve, mourn, and wail, change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom.
为自己的罪恶真诚悔改。
And really repent for our own sin.
千万不要再迟疑留滞了。
And it's really not to be slow and hesitate to change.
千万不要再沉溺于罪中作乐了。
And it is really not indulge ourselves in keeping sinning.
要不然主耶稣突然临到的时候就没有机会悔改。
Otherwise, when Jesus Christ suddenly came, it is too late for us to repent.
第十节，勿要在主面前自卑，主必叫你们升高。
Verse 10, humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up.
最后当人悔改回归于神不与世俗为友会有怎么样的生活表彰呢
So what is the reflection of our daily life if we unfriend to the world and befriend to God?
第十一节弟兄们你们不可彼此批评
Verse 11, brothers, do not slander one another.
批评不是只随便说两句啊。
Slander is not just to say a few words about others.
而是向以色列质疑神和摩西的权柄。
But it's to say the Israel people, they are hesitate, they doubt what the authority of Moses given by God.
民数记二十一章第五节，就愿赌神和摩西说：“你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野里？”
Numbers chapter 21 verse 5 said that they spoke against God and against Moses, and said, "Why have you brought us upon out of Egypt to die in the desert? There's no bread, no water, and we detest this miserable food."
或是像诗篇一百零一篇第五节所说，在暗中毁谤他邻居。
Or was just as said in Psalm 101, verse 5, "Whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, him will I put to silence. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, him will I not endure."
或是像彼得前书第二章十二节提出不真实的控诉，毁谤你们是作恶的。
Or as it said in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12, "Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us."
这些都是批评，伤害人的话语。
All these are criticism. They are hurting people.
那作者雅各为什么这样子禁止呢？
And why author James want the people to forbid doing so?
第十一节接着，人若批评弟兄，事实上也就是在论断弟兄，就是批评律法，论断律法。你若论断律法，就不是遵行律法，乃是判断人的。
Chapter 4, verse 11 said, "Brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother judges him, speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you're not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it."
怎么从批评论断弟兄连到批评论断律法呢？
Now why are we connecting, judging, criticizing brothers and sisters to judging the law?
然而很清楚的是，论断律法和遵行律法是个对比。
But it is so obvious to us, following the law is a contrast to judging the law.
从上下文来看的律法呢，是在指二章八节的要爱人如己。
From the context, following the law is a reflection to chapter 2, verse 8, loving others as yourself.
你我不遵守爱人如己，反而批评弟兄，就是在论断律法。
You and I, if we don't love others as ourselves, but judging brothers, that is judging the law.
回到四章十一节，你我批评弟兄的行为，就是在否认，在论断神的律法。
Verse 4:11, chapter 4:11, why judging brothers, that is to say to judge the law. Excuse me.
因此呢，回归于神的基督门徒要遵守爱人如己神律法的。
Therefore, disciples to return to God is to follow the command, chapter 2, verse 8, to loving others as yourself.
也就不会骄傲地批评弟兄、论断弟兄。
Doing so will result in the denying of doing, judging others and being proud.
那禁止彼此批评的另一个理由是第十二节。
Another reason to not judging the law and others, verse 12.
设立律法的和判断人的只有一位，就是那能救人也能灭人的，你是谁，竟敢论断别人呢？
There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy.But you, who are you to judge your neighbor?
你我都自个要去面对他神。
Both you and I will face for our judgment in front of God.
那我们应该怎么样的回应呢？
How shall we respond?
什么是回归于神的最好时机呢？
What is the best time to return to God?
现在就是时候。
Now is the time.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
使徒父神，我们来到你面前，我们先在你面前认罪悔改，因为知道 我们的生活，我们的思想，我们的态度，事实上经常是与 世俗为友，与神你为敌。你自己光照我们，你自己圣灵透过你自己的话语光照我们的生活是一个怎么样的生活，也让我们看到在基督里有一条路我们可以走上去，我们可以认罪悔改走上去，我们来回归于神。我们谢谢你，祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名，
阿们。天之响。